Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you welcome to the seventh story in my Tales of Terror. And those of you who study the science of numerology will know that the number seven is something of a sacred number and held to be one that will grant success. Success, of course, most often has to be earned. There is a price to pay, and artists are often prepared to pay any price to attain greatness. My story today took place in the French countryside some years ago and was told to me by a certain Marcel. He and his friend Antoine dreamed of being artists, and to this end made their way to a place outside of Paris. It was a journey that was to open their eyes to human degradation and the terrible price that can be paid for success. The title of story number seven, the number which can grant that success, is By the River, Fontainebleau.
A river?
There's a shallow place to cross. Or would you rather walk along the bank for a while? There might be a bridge.
No, I'll cross here.
With or without the usual list of complaints?
I won't say a word. Not when every step's taking me nearer to home. Have I really been such a fool?
You, Marcel, with five opinions for every one idea. No, I don't blame you.
Oh, come on, I'll race you.
What?
I'll race you across the river.
Hey, you cheat. You started before me. Careful, Marcel. It's deeper than you fish.
Oh, I'm soaked.
Now who's complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm just soaked.
Did the sketchbook stay dry?
Oh, my God, the sketchbooks. I better check. Help me off with the pack.
Turn around. What is that?
I saw farm buildings just down the track. They're probably slaughtering something, that's all.
Farm?
If they look like sympathetic people, we might at least be in business for breakfast.
Oh, this won't take me a minute. I want to be sure there's no damp in the pages.
I'll meet you over in the yard.
That's barbaric.
Monsieur.
This pig. How long are you going to let it suffer like that? Its knuckles have been cut to the bone.
You want something, monsieur?
Only to ask the way.
To where?
My friend and I are artists. Well, we're studying to be painters. We're heading for Barbizon and then the train back to Paris.
You see few painters around here.
No, I can imagine.
Few city people either.
Is that so?
See few people at all.
Well, if you can tell me where this track leads to.
Nowhere.
What? Nowhere at all?
The track leads nowhere. The only way out is across the river.
Aren't there even any other farms further along?
No.
Oh. Well, thank you for your help. I don't suppose...
Suppose what, monsieur?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Mm. Thank you again.
Go carefully, monsieur. You are a long way from home.
Yes, thank you. I will. I have to collect my friend and then we'll be on our way.
Antoine.
What?
Oh. Any luck?
Apparently we're on the dead-end track on the wrong side of the river. The farmer looks like an ape, and if those are his sons hanging around in the background, they're barely one step above those wretched animals they're supposedly tending.
The pig distresses you?
Its feet have been almost severed, and it's bleeding to death.
Ah, but there's a strange beauty in its suffering, don't you think?
Strange is the word for it. If this is what you call opening your eyes, Antoine, I think I'd rather keep mine closed.
Don't look at the pig, then. Just take a look over there behind the pig.
What are they doing? Hanging a sheep?
Just look.
I dread to think what they...
Oh... Is that so bad?
She wasn't there before.
Who is she, do you think?
I can't imagine. Please, Antoine, let's be going.
Look again and tell me what you see.
Antoine.
I'm serious. Just do it for me, Marcel.
I see a young girl brushing her hair in a mirror. Mirror's broken, and she's hung it from one of the butchery hooks stuck in the chestnut tree.
Is that all?
That's all.
What about the girl? What do you see in her?
Just a farm girl. Too heavy for grace and probably too dull for conversation.
You wouldn't want to paint her then?
Certainly not.
Even with the morning light behind her and the damp cotton clinging to her skin the way it does?
No. Are you going to carry this or am I?
That hardly matters now, I think.
What do you mean?
I'm staying, Marcel.
Staying?
I feel as if there's something that's been waiting for me here.
You're serious? There's no question about it.
Absolutely none. I know what I'm doing and I know I have to stay.
Then you stay alone. Look, I've had enough of walking and sketching and being face to face with nature. I've yawned through sunrises and I've shivered through the rain. And if I died without ever seeing another tree or village or field of wheat, I'd be dying happy. What I'm trying to say to you is that I'm not an artist, Antoine. I'm going back to Paris tonight if I can. If you want to stay on in some broken-down slaughterhouse full of half-wits, you're welcome to it.
Oh, Marcel, has it really been hell for you?
I'm going to be a dull citizen, Antoine. I was born to be a dull citizen, and it's taken a trip like this to make me realize how much I've been looking forward to it.
I can't come with you.
Yes, I understand that. Look, let's not blame each other for anything. Agreed?
Oh, of course not.
Goodbye, Antoine.
Marcel.
You go and talk to the farmer, then. I'm telling you, you're welcome to it.
Where is he?
Over on the other side of the barn, shoveling straw into a pit. I'll throw out the packs and meet you down by the river.
Drive a hard bargain.
I've warned you. What did you arrange?
I can stay in their barn for 2 weeks, and they'll give me whatever meals the family can spare.
In return for what?
Every franc I'm carrying.
That's hardly a fortune.
Plus my watch and my father's gold signet ring.
But that's extortion,
Antoine.
I know
it is, but that doesn't matter. Look, please. Promise me something, Marcel. When you get back to Paris, go to my father and collect my monthly allowance. Bring the money out to me before the 2 weeks is up.
I really don't want to see this place again.
Please, Marcel.
What shall I tell him?
Whatever you like. Whatever you think he needs to hear,
but I can't.
Do it for me.
Does the price include a fee for the model?
I know what you're thinking. That's not how it is, Marcel.
Enlighten me, then.
Her name's Annalise.
She's not French, then?
No, I don't think so.
I don't pretend to understand what you're trying to achieve by this, Antoine. I do know that I was telling you the truth. Whatever talent for art I may have, it won't survive outside the drawing room.
So, your test has come and gone. I rather think that mine lies ahead.
I can only wish you luck.
Safe journey.
What kind of game does he think he's playing? He knows there's a job waiting for him at the bank.
A job that any young man with half of Antoine's wits would leap at.
Actually, he's, I think he's quite good.
Good.
Or at least I think he's capable of it.
Good. As a picture maker, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes, but what's it worth, Marcel? Can you tell me that?
Worth, sir?
In hard financial terms. In the terms of a career. This art business is all right as a hobby. But as far as real life's concerned, it's about as respectable as as the music hall.
Oh.
And who does he expect to support him while he's off indulging himself? Me?
Well, sir, he did ask me.
Yeah, to send him money, I expect. Well, he can think again. Oh, I only wish the boy could see clearly enough to follow your example, Marcel.
Mine, sir.
We heard from your dear mother that you've now joined your father's firm.
Yes, ma'am. I started this morning.
In what capacity?
As a clerk in the shipping office.
Oh.
So, but eventually you'll understand how you have to get to grips with the business from the ground up. It's the only way.
And how are you liking it, Marcel?
It's an experience.
Exactly. So, go back to Antoine. And tell him I said that it's too late in the day to be off playing in the woods like some overindulged schoolboy. There are responsibilities waiting for him here, and until he does return, I'm stopping his allowances. Will you do that, Marcel?
I will, sir.
Anybody here? Antoine? Are you there?
Marcel!
Antoine! Antoine, is that you?
Of course it is. Why?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, Marcel.
Have you been ill?
Oh, I haven't been sleeping so well, that's all. Oh, I know I look a wreck, but it's nothing but look at you!
In my best suit. I'm a bourgeois now.
And a new and very expensive-looking overcoat.
Well, my father insisted. I had the devil's own job keeping it dry when I was wading through the river. What about you?
Oh, I've been working so hard that I've barely been able to keep track of the days. But I think I'm making progress. I can show you sketches. I'm using God's open air for my studio. Come and join us for something to eat. We're in the field beyond.
We, meaning...
Lisa is sitting for me full time. Didn't I explain how that was part of the deal? Well, come on, I've been telling her all about you. She's been looking forward to this.
There's the farmer and one of his litter. Do we have to pass the time of day with them?
Just nod. It's best to say as little as possible. Whatever you do, don't stare at the boy.
Good day to you, sir.
Through here.
That was one of
his... One of his sons. The youngest and worst of them. Any decent, God-fearing family would have sold him to a circus. Oh, they are terrible people, Marcel. You wouldn't believe how terrible.
Around here, I think I'd believe anything.
That hole where they were digging.
A pit.
They cook their meat in there, a whole carcass at a time when they can get it. They bury it in the ground with straw and hot charcoal and shovel dirt over it. Takes most of the day, and God, the stink. Even the earth must be sour in this godforsaken place.
Come away with me, Antoine. There's nothing to keep you here.
Impossible. I'm far too involved.
Look, I have to tell
you. Not now. Not in front of Annalise. See her there? By the stream.
Lisa? Come and meet my friend Marcel.
You saw him once before, 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
We arrived together, you remember?
I think perhaps I do.
It's just shyness. She doesn't see many new people. Just give her a little while to get used to you. Sit down here. There's food in the basket.
I'm pleased to meet you, Annalisa.
Just Lisa, that's what I've been calling her.
And I to meet you, monsieur.
Marcel traveled all the way from Paris today.
You have heard of Paris, Lisa?
I've never been across the river, monsieur.
Lisa is the perfect model. She never complains, and she says she never gets bored.
Is that so?
Antoine, I have to leave you for a while.
Why?
I have to go somewhere. I'll be back before dark.
Of course, I think I've done everything I can for today.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you, Monsieur Marcel.
And for me, Lisa.
Antoine.
She does this every now and again.
Where does she go?
How would I know?
Well, do I get to see the sketches?
Here. I've used all of my book. This is the one you left for me.
You've been busy.
Yes, they're only studies. Don't mistake them for the real thing.
No, they're very... They're very good.
Such enthusiasm. I can see you're impressed.
No, really, I mean...
Here, give me the book. It's all right, you know. I don't expect you to understand.
But who is she, Antoine? What's she doing here?
I don't know. She's an orphan, I think. The family just ignores her most of the time.
Does she work on the farm?
Work? I don't think so. I can't be sure. She just disappears for hours on end. It's not important, anyway. Did you speak to my father about my allowance?
Yes, I did.
And?
What do you say?
I can imagine. My father wouldn't recognize a creative thought if it barked and bit him in the arse. What am I going to do now, Marcel? I can't leave here. They won't let me stay without money. They bled me white already. You don't understand these people.
Not half as well as they seem to understand you. This girl's something rather more to you now, isn't she? She's not just a model.
I don't know.
It couldn't work, Antoine. You know that. It wouldn't last and your life would be in ruins. She's never even been across the river. She's a country peasant. And you? You're a banker's son from one of the best families in Paris. Now listen, come back, enter the bank. When you have a little money, you send for her and set her up in a small apartment somewhere. Nobody need know anything about it. You let your obsession run its course and when it has, you pay her off and that's the end of it.
It wouldn't work.
Why on earth not?
She can't leave this place, and it pains her to walk any distance.
Why?
Some old injury, I don't know for certain. You saw, she's in awful pain just hobbling.
Then send a carriage.
No, you don't understand. There's so much more to it than that.
Then I don't see any other way out.
I do. It's the only one. You'd better come with me.
My God. What a place. How much bad food and sleeping rough do you think you can take?
As much as I have to.
It'll kill you.
Damn it, Marcel. Can't you understand that I'm past caring? I've found something that's more important to me than life itself.
I'm not impressed, Antoine. I've seen you in this kind of mood before. I know how quickly it wears off.
Well, perhaps this will convince you.
What is it?
Painting. Open-air technique, full oils. This is what all the sketches have been for. What do you think? Now you recognize the subject, of course. I've tried to capture the first haunting moment I saw Annalise. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Marcel, what's the matter?
I think something inside me just died.
What do you mean?
It's all there. The way the sunlight fell across her arm as she brushed her hair, those soft blue shadows behind her. It's a sad picture, Antoine. It's like a song about the brevity of it all. I was there. Why didn't I hear the song, too?
But I still don't understand.
I'm thinking about my own pictures. My Fontainebleau landscapes. How nondescript they are compared to this. At least I know now I made the right decision. We both did. My technique's at least as good as yours. We always agreed on that. But technique's only half the story, isn't it?
You'll have to take it to Paris for me. Sell it for whatever you can get.
Sell it?
I'm starting another one. This one doesn't quite catch what I'm trying to say. I'd have destroyed it, but if it'll provide money to help keep me going, that's fair enough. I don't like to ask you this, but...
What?
You couldn't just send me something on account. Just to keep me going until you get back. I'll repay you out of the picture sale.
You can have every sou I'm counting.
Oh, do you mean that?
If I'm going to be a bourgeois, I might as well go the whole hog and become a patron of the arts. Yes, I mean it. I was going to stay at an inn tonight, but I'll even sleep in this mite-infested hay so I can give you the money I'll save.
You believe in what I'm doing, then?
I'm envious, you know.
Oh, don't be.
Why not? Why not, Antoine? It's getting late. I know I hadn't planned to stay.
We'll put you up in the loft, if that's all right with you. The hay is drier and there aren't so many drafts.
As long as that ladder's safe.
Oh, it creaks, but it's safe. I appreciate what you're doing. We both do.
Then give me a straight answer. Why shouldn't I be envious?
Because the things we want most aren't always the things that make us happy.
Do you think you'll ever be able to leave this place?
I don't know. That's the honest truth, and unless you can sell that painting for me, I may have to find out in the worst possible way. And you burrowed down inside.
But the next thing I knew, it was almost dark. And I was standing by the big chestnut again. I was exhausted, as if I'd been running. What had I been doing?
You were sleeping, that's all, like you always do.
You know this for certain. You've seen me.
Yes. I have watched you.
As if you're the only one who really sees me. As I am, I mean. As if when you close your eyes, I no longer exist. Because I didn't in a way until you came along.
Oh, that's just being foolish.
Who am I, Antoine?
Try to sleep now.
You forgive me if I do.
No, never. No, Lisa, no, don't. Please, don't go.
I have to. I'm sorry.
Lisa!
What's happening? A call! Where's Lisa going? It's the middle of the night.
Nowhere, nothing's happened. Go back to sleep.
You know more than you've been telling me, Antoine.
Don't interfere, Marcel. Leave me alone.
I heard you talking. I couldn't help it. You may have followed her, but she does more than just crawl into the straw, doesn't she? They whistle, and immediately she goes to them like a dog. And why? What do they do with
what
her?
What do you think?
My God! And you just let them? I'm going to find out for myself. Don't try and stop me.
Why should I even want to try? You'll achieve nothing anyway.
This has to be the last place on Earth. Even the stars don't shine.
What do you think you're doing, monsieur?
What? Who's there?
It's late to go wandering.
I was following the girl. I wanted to know where she was going.
She has duties. She has to earn her keep like everyone else around here.
I can imagine what kind of duties.
Imagine what you like.
You can't treat her like some sow in a pen. Whose turn is it tonight? His.
As long as she has a use, she has a place here.
You make her sound like property.
That's exactly what she is. Now go back, monsieur.
Or what? Face a beating from your stick.
Why, monsieur? You're a guest. And Lisa has her duties.
Oh, good morning, monsieur.
Good morning. Any possibility of breakfast?
Go to the kitchen, Lisa, see what they've left for us.
Whatever you wish.
She just obeys everything you say.
I wish that were true.
You mean she's only doing as they've instructed her? Until the money runs out?
That's all she knows. She can't see any other way of living. She can't see it changing any more than the rocks or the mountains.
What if she just said no?
To what?
To everything. She isn't even part of the family. What could they do?
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, haven't you tried to persuade her?
Of course. Every hour of every day. Then they call her and she goes, and then whatever they do to her just fades from her memory like an unwelcome stain.
Do you know?
I wrapped the picture.
Taken one last look?
That means nothing to me now. I'm on to other things. I've arranged for you to have a ride out as far as the main crossroads.
In what? A dung cart? I can't see this place running to anything much better.
There's a wagon. I've seen them using it. They're bound to show an interest when I tell them that you're doing it for me.
Because there's money in it.
Exactly.
Crossroads just ahead, monsieur.
And this is as far as you'll take me?
For what's being paid?
Yes, of course.
You're looking for charity, you're in the wrong place. Our lives are harder than yours. We've told your friend we can't eat his pictures. When his money's gone, so's he. Ooh, there.
The girl.
Who?
The girl, Lisa.
What about her? Get his cases down.
Yeah, Antoine's family is very rich. He could set her up in apartments of her own and give her an income. She could send you money.
None of that matters. She can't leave, that's all.
Why not?
No reason, monsieur. She can't. Don't forget your luggage, monsieur.
Does it have a title?
The Looking Glass Girl.
No need to ask why. Will it be varnished?
I expect so, when it's properly dry.
Painted out of doors, of course.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what I'm going to do with this, monsieur.
You're saying it's no good?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. But good isn't what sells. Fashionable is what sells. That means classical characters in idealized landscapes. Nature rearranged and tamed in the studio. Now you tell me, how do I sell this farm girl in a market like that?
So what you're really saying is that the picture's at fault because there's too much truth in it.
If you like. For what it's worth, I admire your friend's courage and talent. But I can't use courage. I just sell pictures.
Hello, Massa. You're on the wrong side of the river. My God, what's happened to you?
Money dried up. Threw me out.
Near 2 days.
Tried to go back in there.
Set the talks on me.
And Annalisa?
Had
to stay.
I'm going over to speak to them. See if I can get her out.
Marcel, don't.
Let them set the dogs on me if they dare.
I won't achieve anything. It's too late now.
You think so? We'll see. Come on. My new overcoat. Damn. The place looks deserted. Where will I find them at this time of the day?
Some kind of family gathering going on. People have been arriving all morning. I've watched them. crossing the river.
So where are they now?
In the house, dining.
And what about the dogs?
On chains, till they let them loose to devour the leftovers.
Right, come on.
I don't want to go any closer. Please listen to me, Marcel. You'll be sorry.
Come on, Antoine. This is all for you. Blood coming from hooks in the chestnut tree and hot coals in the pit. And God knows what this sound resembles more. A zoo or an asylum.
For the last time, Marcel, turn back, please.
Turn back. They've done more than beat you, Antoine. I fear they've broken you.
Come on, open up. What about Annalisa? Will we find her in here?
Antoine, answer me.
What do you want, monsieur? You are no longer welcome here.
I want to speak to the head of this household.
You are not thinking, monsieur.
I demand to know why. What are you doing?
A small family gathering. Simple affair. Some flesh-cooked meat. A little red wine.
Not anything else that I can see.
Something you want from us, monsieur?
I want to know what gives you the right to abuse my friend in the way that you have.
Did we not honor our agreement?
Honor? I see precious little evidence of honor anywhere.
Then look more closely, monsieur. We are simple people. We stick to the letter of what we say. And what did we say?
We told your friend we couldn't eat his pictures.
What more is there to be said? Now, monsieur, this is a private affair.
Please.
Just to prove we can be generous, a little something for your journey home. Here.
And Annalisa, is she still here?
Oh, yes, monsieur. She is here.
What, young man? You're dripping grease from... Antoine, look what he's given me. Antoine, look what he's given me. Take it away. Some of it. Take it away. Oh, God. Take it away. Please. Take it away. You could still see the shape of her arm and the hand. I don't know how you can be so calm. You even saw them do it.
There is a terrible beauty in suffering, Marcel.
I can't believe you're saying this. You're mad.
You've still learned nothing, have you, Marcel? Or you can stand before a canvas and see saints and martyrs and thieves on the cross and you'll nod your head and pass on to the next. But could you walk by so calmly if you saw a young girl, her limbs broken, strung up by her heels and bleeding to death?
Oh, my God. And you didn't even try to stop it.
An artist can only observe.
So your education is now complete.
If education is what you want to call it. I've glimpsed the poetry in human degradation. You see, I knew all along how it would end. I was fascinated, obsessed by the prospect. Do you know? She never uttered a sound. She just hung there, slowly bleeding to death. And now, God help me, I must lead others to the same trough of blood. I must relive the same degradation and suffering again and again and again.
Antoine returned to the family home. After less than a week, he stormed out and never saw or spoke to his father again. 3 years later, he died, stabbed in an argument outside a Parisian cafe. Marcel never again set eyes on the looking-glass girl. The painting does still exist. Right now it's in a small private gallery just off the Rue Lafayette, but hurry if you want to see it. Nobody's ever owned it for long. You see, for some reason, unlike the number 7, it seems to be considered unlucky. Marcel was played by Stephen Rashbrook and Antoine by Kim Wall. Michael Tudor Barnes and Diana Olsen played Antoine's parents. The farmer was Anthony Jackson and Victoria Carling played Lisa. The farmer's eldest son was Mark Straker and his other sons were Stephen Tomkinson and Richard Pierce. The story was written by Stephen Gallagher and directed by Martin Jenkins. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black.